today will surely bring its shares of doubts and concerns. So for now, let's pause for a moment of encouragement with Dr. Tony Hare of Tony Hare Ministries.
When you make plans to achieve a goal, do you remain where you are? When you decide you are going to take a trip, do you leave where you are? Many people don't realize that when they set out to do something or accomplish a task, they must leave where they are first. Nothing is expected to happen where they are. It's like taking a vacation. You can't go sightseeing unless you leave the starting point. On this Christian journey of faith, when you ask God to do something, the moment His word goes forth, it's done. However, you will only see it on this end through the eyes of faith. As you travel down the road of faith, you will see many signs that your request has been met, but you have to leave the place of asking. In John chapter 4, verses 51 and 53, it is written, "And as he was now going down, his servants met him and told him, saying, 'Your son lives.' Then he inquired of them the hour when he had gotten better. And they said to him, 'Yesterday at the seventh hour the fever left him.' So the father knew that it was at the same hour in which Jesus said to him, 'Your son lives.' And he himself believed, and his whole household." The nobleman who asked Jesus to come and heal his son of his fever was told to go his way. His son lived. In order for the nobleman to experience his faith, he had to leave the place of asking and go to where Jesus said the healing would be. Jesus' words by faith healed the nobleman's son, but he would have never known it if he hadn't listened to Jesus when he said, "Go your way, your son lives." It was as he was going down to Capernaum that his servants met him and told him that the fever left his son. When the nobleman inquired of the hour his son had gotten better, they told him it was about the seventh hour. This was the exact time that Jesus said to him, "Your son lives." The nobleman asked him to heal his son while in Cana of Galilee. Jesus sent his word of healing by faith to Capernaum, where the son was at the point of death. All of this was realized by the nobleman as he went his way believing what Jesus said to be true: his son lived. Jesus has done the same for you and I. He has sent his word before us, and as we obey his word and go the way he tells us to, we'll experience whatever we've asked him for. Today, go your way. Whatever you've asked God for lives. These are just a few words to encourage and remind you to keep the main thing the main thing.
Join us each weekday morning for Moment of Encouragement. Discover more when you download the free Tony Hare Ministries app on your mobile device. Hear the latest message, start your personal Bible reading plan, customize your private journal, and much more. Download the free Tony Hare Ministries app today.